USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
If the meeting happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, we go on to the next step.
The president is not worried about North Korea threatening to cancel their June 12th summit, saying today,
we have not been told anything. And if it does, that's fine. If it doesn't, I think we'll probably have a very successful meeting.
North Korea is not happy about the U.S. and South Korea conducting military exercises. Gina Haspel's been chosen to replace Mike Pompeo to run the CIA, the Senate voting to confirm her on Thursday. Two people killed as a school bus full of fifth graders collides with a dump truck on a New Jersey highway. 38 students and seven adults on board that bus when it crashed, more than 40 of them injured and taken to a hospital. It's not the big one that experts are predicting, but the Kilauea volcano erupted early Thursday morning, a spokesperson saying there will be a bigger and more powerful event as the hot lava meets underground water. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
President Trump donates his salary for the first quarter of this year to the Department of Veterans Affairs, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying,
these brave men and women have given so much to our country and deserve our absolute best.
The check accepted by the acting VA secretary, the president's yearly salary, $400,000. Paul Manafort's former son-in-law strikes a deal to cooperate with the government in the pending case against his ex-father-in-law, the one-time former chairman of Donald Trump's campaign. Manafort currently facing two indictments brought by special counsel Robert Mueller, ranging from tax evasion to bank fraud, and has pled not guilty to all charges. And Congo confirming a case of Ebola in a city of over 1.2 million people. This is the first urban case in the latest outbreak with high potential spread of the virus. The CDC says this is now the most serious threat since the 2014-2016 epidemic in West Africa. The World Health Organization calling this new confirmed urban case a game changer. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
TSA staffing levels come into question as the summer travel season begins. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
The number of Americans flying for both business and pleasure has been steadily rising, and an assistant administrator of the TSA tells Congress the agency is actively preparing for what could be one of the busiest travel seasons ever.
TSA has conducted hiring events at hard-to-hire and high-volume airports, increased advertising and media outreach to recruit new hires, and improved the hiring and new employee training processes.
Assistant Administrator Darby LaJoy told by lawmakers at that Thursday hearing in the U.S. House that airport nightmares of recent summers must not be repeated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Iraq's first national elections after ISIS defeat called into question by the United Nations.
United Nations Special Envoy to Iraq calling on Iraq's Independent High Electoral Commission to investigate multiple allegations of voter fraud and tampering in a controversial election that left several Iran-tied politicians in Baghdad's highest political offices. The widespread victories for heavily tied Iranian politicians have resulted in unrest for Iraq's minorities and regions, such as the Kurdistan region, where most of Iraq's IDPs are living safely, fearing the threat of Iranian infiltration. Iran's presence has been growing in Iraq since the rise of ISIS. The UN calling for an immediate and full investigation of all public grievances.
That's Jennifer Breeden, and get ready for the first holographic phone in the world. It's the Red Hydrogen 1 and should be available to AT&T and Verizon users later this year. This is USA Radio News.